With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. There's nothing artificial about the salaries being offered for artificial intelligence and machine learning jobs. In fact, they're up there with chief information officers and chief technology officers. We'll break down the numbers in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Here's a way to measure the power of Amazon. The online retail giant is asking consumer goods companies to create brands exclusively to sell on the site. Turns out it's too expensive and time-consuming for Amazon to do it on its own. Among the companies getting on board are Equal brand Sweeteners and the nutrition brand GNC. And mattress maker Tuft and Needle recently created a new brand called Nod, exclusively for Amazon. In many cases, companies are launching products through an accelerator program Amazon launched last year to outsource the work. Amazon's been growing the number of its in-house brands in recent years to more than 100, including names you probably know, like Amazon Basics, Happy Belly Food, and Mama Bear Baby Products. And have we made too much of the progress and impact of cryptocurrencies and blockchain? Well, analysts at JP Morgan Chase seem to think so. They write in a report that while progress has been made to move blockchain adoption beyond experimentation and use in payments, development has been largely confined to use cases like smart contracts, record keeping, and decentralized applications rather than an institutionalized approach. Now, the analysts do say that with blockchain, there have been numerous developments that show that the technology can make a significant impact for banks. But transformative real-world applications are still at the work-in-progress stage, and they see widespread blockchain adoption with scalable solutions at least 3 to 5 years away. Are you looking for a new job? Well, the market is hot for artificial intelligence and machine learning professionals. How hot? Well, people in those fields are expected to earn some of the highest salaries for IT jobs over the next year. And Wall Street Journal reporter Angus Lowton, who writes for CIO Journal, is here with details. So, Angus, as you point out in your story, in the AI field, some could make upwards of $200,000 a year. That puts them in some pretty good company.
It does. Just a few years ago, they wouldn't have even broken the top 10 of salaries in the tech field. Artificial intelligence engineers and developers are now in the top 10. Machine learning engineers are actually in the top 11.
What has pushed these salaries higher and move these jobs higher in the ranks in such a small amount of time?
Well, it's demand for AI. We've been seeing for years, it goes hand in hand with companies digitally transforming their operations, getting into cloud computing. And what they've got now is just a treasure trove of data that they've been sitting on. They're picking it up in just about any industry. Sensors, the Internet of Things, phone data, mobile network, online stuff. So it's a matter of getting some pros in there to sort through that data and see what kind of value they're sitting on in terms of their business.
And what kinds of sectors make use of the AI professionals the most?
If you can imagine, last year, the general unemployment rate for in all professions was at about 3.9 or 4%. In for tech, that was about half of that, at about 2%. So, I mean, there's just a lot of demand in all industries. We're seeing particularly retail. It's easy to see how they can use customer-facing data to try to improve services that there. Banking certainly is another front runner, but also manufacturing, any kind of efficiencies they can get on the production line, they can get that through smart applications and algorithms.
And then people coming in, being able to take this data that the companies are sitting on and put it to good use, the whole idea of machine learning and AI can help a company reduce costs pretty significantly.
It can. I mean, it's still early days, but as I say, just about in every industry, there's ways that you can eke out efficiencies with some just fine-tuning production processes in different ways. I think what you're seeing, why that demand is going up, is because this isn't just theoretical. I mean, there was certainly a lot of hype around technologies like blockchain. There was a lot of companies jumping on board and then realizing they couldn't quite get the business value, or at least not immediately, out of some of these other technologies. With artificial intelligence, you can see these values coming up almost immediately.
So if somebody wants to get in on the AI marketplace, is there a specific training that they should pursue that might best serve them?
There is, but it might take them a little while, because some of these higher-end salaries, and again, these are averages. So when you're looking at some big tech companies, they could be making in the millions, and they're right up there with chief information officers and chief technology officers in the C-suite, who are making on average upwards of $300,000. So, I mean, it's great. It's a nice lucrative position to have. But for those high-end salaries, what they're looking for, at least employers are looking for, are some folks that are very steeped in math and stats. We're looking at PhDs. That's for the higher end stuff. The lower end stuff is, developers that specialize in these areas, and there's just not that many of them out there. So if you're young enough and you want to get started, now's the time, because this technology will be around for a while.
And there's a real shortage of these professionals, and a lot of these companies are either hiring people on a temporary basis or they're really scrambling to find someone who could fill a full-time slot.
They really are. There's some different strategies to finding the right people, combing through white papers and analysts' report and looking for people who know what they're talking about. There's also hackathons for the other, bottom end of that, folks coming out of university. They've really got their work cut out for them.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Angus Lowton joining us here in our studios. Angus, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.